Welcome to the Volunteer Youth Worker Podcast. Youth ministries rise and fall on the volunteers. So we are here to encourage and equip you. Join the conversation as we tackle the practical questions you are asking so you can help the next generation know Jesus.
All right, everybody, welcome back. The Volunteer Youth Worker Podcast is going. We've got Lisette and Sid back on the mics talking about this important conversation. You know, your small group obviously is the essential part where you get a chance to do this great ministry to students. But every once in a while, something happens, a unique circumstance where it gets a little bit out of your control, or at least out of the direction that you were wanting to take your group. And so we wanted to talk specifically, I think, about the unique situations where the conversation gets derailed by something significant. And so Sid and Lisette, I know you guys have experienced this in groups before. Would love for you to give some practical advice to our volunteers as they're listening, because it may not happen this week. It may be in a couple weeks, but at some point they're going to be ask like some silly question, like, would you rather eat a whole bottle of ketchup or a whole bottle of mustard? And some kid's going to raise their hand and be like, my parents just got divorced this week. Can we talk about that? And you're like, oh yeah, that's now changing everything to our night. But how do we actually manage that really well as a group leader in the moment? So Lisette, tee us up. Tell us a little bit more about this context of this question and start us off with some ideas.
Sure. Well, first I want to say congratulations. You have now done your job. If you have created a safe enough space where kids want to bring their hardest things to your group, then you are a safe, caring adult. And that's a really big deal. So I first want to say good job. Good job. That means something is working because you've created a space where a kid wants to share. And, you know, over the years, I'm guessing Jer, Sid, we've all been here. We've had a kid come out. We've had a kid talk about their family falling apart. We've talked about kids experiencing homelessness, kids experiencing abuse, kids, like so many things that have come out in a small group moment. And it's always such a big deal when that moment happens and you get that. And what do you do with it, right? And so I think there's always a couple of things that come to mind. First is, gosh, to be so gracious. One of the things I always tell people to practice is not showing shock on your face if at all humanly possible, right? Just being so gracious, right? Telling a kid, gosh, I'm so honored you would share this, is really the biggest first thing you can do. Thank you for honoring us with some of your story. But then it's like, what on earth do you do with it next, right? And this is where it can just feel so big, because it does. It literally can feel like a bomb just dropped in the room and you're like, now what? What do I do? And often there's a phrase that comes with this moment that I think is the first thing I would want to address, which is, hey, can you keep a secret or can you promise not to tell? And I think that's often what comes around one of these moments. And my encouragement has always been to always say no. You can't actually keep secrets. You can't promise not to tell. But what I would always tell young people is, what I can promise to do is to only tell people that will help, not anyone that can hurt anything further. And so we'll only talk to people when we need help. We won't do anything more than that. And we promise to hold confidentiality as a group. But I think that's a big piece, is creating that sense of safety, that sense of confidence that you're there with them. That's step one.
Yeah, that's so good. One of the things that that's so good. I love, by the way, that we will only talk to people who can help, not hurt. That's brilliant. And I want to reemphasize as well, we never promise that we will keep secrets. You can't do that. Like it's not appropriate. Doesn't create safe space for your kids or for you. So you can't do it. So that's really important. I think, Lisette, not that we should do this every time, but one of the skills that we teach all of our leaders is, how do you move that conversation out of that space? So how do you offer dignity to that young person? Acknowledge, you know, there's something significant that's just taking place here, but also maybe create some time and space to allow for a really helpful response. And again, there's so many different elements that will play a role in how you should respond, but we love to just make sure we give our leaders a phrase like, oh, wow, that must have taken so much courage for you to say that. I want to say thank you for trusting us with that. Hey, would it be okay if maybe, you know, we talked about this, just you and I together for a little bit, just so that I can better understand what's taking place for you? I would love to do that. Or a phrase, something like, wow, that's a really great question, depending on what it is. Again, I'm not sure that have answers that'll be really helpful yet, but I'm working with it. And I'd love to think about that or talk about it with you more so that I can help better understand what you're asking. So different ways that we can move that conversation out of that moment. Again, we don't always move it out of that moment. It depends on your group. It depends on the student, et cetera, et cetera. But there's a couple of reasons why I might move something out of the moment. Number one, if I actually don't know how to be helpful in that space. So there's something so deep that's been shared. It's intimate. It has lots of possible implications to it. And I'm just really ill-equipped. I'm going to want to maybe move it out of that moment. If I'm not sure about the safety of the other kids in that group, both in terms of how they'll respond to what's heard, in terms of how it will impact them personally, I might want to move it out of the moment. If a young person, say, is disclosing for the very first time something around, you know, sexuality or gender, et cetera, again, for the safety of that young person, I'd like to have a conversation that doesn't include a whole bunch of other people that might not be at a point of maturity where they know how to respond in a healthy way. So there's lots of reasons why I might want to move it out of that moment for the safety of that young person. That's not even, it's going to make my small group inconvenient, like, you know, or distracted. It's just about safety, child care, actually, that'll help me do that. So I just want to say, Lisette, that, you know, and Jer, one of the things that we want to do is train our leaders how to get it out of that moment so they can regroup, we can get proper help, they can reposition it and care for all kids. And that's a great skill that we can actually give to our leaders. It's not the one that we use all the time, but it's a really important tool to have in the toolbox that can help us in most times, if you will, to just, you know, really process what's going to be a better response.
Yeah, that's really good. And it makes me think the way that we respond in the moment, I mean, all the other students are watching it too, and yeah, they're making decisions on, you know, what they're going to say in the future if things come up. So, the stakes are certainly high in being able to craft and be cautious. You might even actually be able to say as you're dealing with it, hey, and for the rest of you guys, you should know that if this is something that happens or if this comes up in your life or this is how, you know, you might be able to give a bit of a like teaching moment for everything. Okay. So then Lisette, do you want to give us like even like a case study maybe to help understand kind of how this might sound or look in the moment?
Sure. I mean, yeah, have been here a few times. And Jer, I think you're so right. I think the biggest deal is actually how we respond in the moment tells a kid that they're safe and that they're actually loved and that they're really cared for. And that's the best thing we can do in that moment. Because honestly, most of us aren't trained to dive deep into something deep or even to know how to navigate it, and certainly don't want to do that with a whole group there. So I think what I would often do is very similar to what Sid just said, something along the lines of, gosh, that took so much courage. I can't believe, you know, we're so honored that you would be willing to share that with us here. And I've seen that happen with abuse multiple times where it comes out in a small group, right? Where it's the first time it kind of stumbles out and they realize what they're saying and you realize what they're saying. And the group realizes what they're saying. And so in that moment to say, gosh, it takes so much courage. We're so honored we could hear that with you. I know that this is like the start of more conversations and of more journey, and I want to be able to do that with you however I can. What I'm wondering is, would it be okay if we just took a moment and pray together first, and just as a group pray together, and then would it be okay if you and I just talked after for a few minutes, and maybe then we can talk about how we can help get you just some care and some help and talk about what you need as you start to process this. And so that's usually what I would do. And then I would pray and I would keep that prayer pretty short and be pretty careful with what I'm saying in that prayer, right? But to talk about a God who loves them so deeply, a God who hears them and who has been there for every moment, and a God who's about healing, and God that we just trust that you're in this moment and you know what's going on and you'll provide a good forward path kind of thing. And then to just really actually move on with group from that point forward, but make a commitment. Don't forget, you got to now do the follow-up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, that's really helpful. And obviously depending on what the thing that they brought up was, you know, there's a number of different angles that you'll end up needing to take with that. But we've got, you know, we have some podcast episodes you can circle back through, you know, if there's students wanting to think about hurting themselves or thinking about, doing something that they shouldn't. We've got a couple of episodes that kind of dig into that conversation, but if you got that specific thing, you want us to chat more about it, do send us a note, cause we can connect you with some of our friends that are counselors or, you know, trained in these types of matters. And we'd love to make sure that your specific situation is talked about and dealt with. Now, so you've been able to do that. You've continued on the conversation. One of the challenges I think a lot of times we face, Lisa, is that the students will bring stuff up in the moment. It feels like it's a big thing. And then you want to talk to them like at hang time and all of a sudden they don't want to talk to you anymore about that. Mm-hmm. So this is like the addendum at the very end here, because it's like you were really upset about this like 30 minutes ago and now you're focused because you're with your friends or, you know, the game or whatever the activity is. And so there's just not an interest there. So give us some advice on what we should do do we have to remind them like, no, you really need to talk about this? Or is it fine if like the moment passes just to let it slide? What do you think?
That's so good. You're so right. The amount of times I've experienced that, right? And you're like, wait a minute, we were just crying about this. Never mind. Okay. Well, I think we always have to just know if something's going on where somebody's being hurt or they want to hurt themselves, we're actually required to do something with that information. And as a volunteer youth worker, that needs to go up to your point leader. If you're the volunteer point leader, it needs to go to your senior path. It needs to go to somebody who knows what to do with that information. And you need to make sure they know what to do with that information. That's really, really important. If it's like a life thing that's happening that is difficult, their parents are going through a divorce, they're struggling with identity, they're struggling with some things, the ebb and flow of those emotions are going to go up and down a lot. But them knowing that you care enough to know, but also to know when the right moment is to hit it again is a really big deal. So if they don't want to talk about it at the end of the night, that's cool. Let them know you're safe no matter what, right? But I would certainly follow up during the week then. I would certainly be like, hey, I was just thinking about you and what you shared at group, just praying for whatever's going on with your family. Let me know if you want to go for a Coke sometime. You know, trying to make sure that that gap is bridged because it'll circle back around. Inevitably, it will always circle back around. And they just need to know that you care enough and you're not awkward about it. That's the other thing. They're going to feel awkward about it. So you just need to be the unawkward one and to find a way to help continue the conversation.
Yeah. And this is maybe not even about this particular topic, but I don't even know if this is always helpful, but oftentimes when you get into some of those intense conversations, I've always tried to have, not that it's like you remove the emotions of it, but that it's just a level conversation about whatever they're mentioning. So almost make it a matter of fact to try to de-escalate and allow them to be open and honest. And, the example that I always use is sometimes, you know, students will disclose like, hey, I've been using some hard drugs lately. And I'll usually follow up with a question of like, oh, okay, tell me more about that. What kind of hard drugs were you using? Which in the moment might feel kind of like, oh, I haven't matched the intensity of what they're bringing to the conversation. But what I want to try to do in these is, and you've kind of articulated this well, is to bring down the emotional weight of it so that they can be honest about what's going on or what they're dealing with. And then you can kind of navigate it from there. Obviously it depends on the situation and depends on how many times you've been in these conversations, if that's possible. But, anyways, we'll go from there. Okay. So this is obviously this is a quick snippet. This was if this happens in group, here's an idea on how to tackle it. Any last words that you want to leave us with, Lisette?
Gosh, don't do it alone. I guess that's the biggest thing, right? We can never carry the hard stuff alone. So make sure that you have a point leader or a trusted other adult that you can walk this through that will hold it confidentially for that kid, but it'll help you know how to navigate it. You're doing the right thing if you're hearing hard things. So we pray for you. We bless you. We want to say thank you. Keep on, keep on, keep on, because what you're doing really does matter. And we can't, every scenario is so different, but it's a thing. And being prepared for it is helpful.
Yeah, 100%. Wonderful. Well, hey, listen, you guys that are listening, if you've got something specific you want us to tackle, make sure you head to the show notes. We've got my email there and the way that you can get in touch with us. We are the youth worker community, and we got lots of different ways that we can be helpful to you. And so please, please, please let us know what's going on in your ministry. And we'd love to support you and the work that you're doing, because honestly, it makes such an eternal difference in the lives of the teenagers that you get a chance to invest in week in and week out. So we're grateful for you. And we're grateful that you spent some time becoming a little bit sharper here today in this conversation. We'll see you back here next time for another episode of the Volunteer Youth Worker Podcast.